It is Friday, the 20th day of January. The purpose of today is to inventory your book, your library, your private book collection, and fill in the vacant spots. Once you get to several hundred volumes, you're probably going to implement the Dewey Decimal System to help find those books more easily and more quickly. All right. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocket Heaters in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66. I am the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Seriously. Rated by the EPA. There's things the EPA does well and things they don't do too well. But this one, rated by the EPA, 99.5% efficient. And we're going to be talking about what's going on in the old shoe factory that we now manufacture the Liberator rocket heaters. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I'm learning to live with Liberator rocket heater. I'm into the, finishing up a month here of having it going 24/7, learning what to do, what not to do, when to clean it out, how to clean it out, what works best, what doesn't work. It's a process, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's but you know, there's the way that people have been sort of doing things for ages, you know, arguably since the dawn of man, when it comes to heating a home or domicile with fire. And then there's the way to do it more efficiently, which is what rocket heaters are all about. You know, it burns hot and fast and clean, and which is great for a whole variety of reasons. But yeah, it's definitely not, I mean, a lot of the traditional age old wisdom regarding like burning with wood is, you know, let's chop down an entire tree, throw a couple of sections of trunk in a barrel and, you know, damper the intake off until there's barely any oxygen to the fire. And yeah, the fire will keep going for ages, but you're also wasting a ton of fuel sending it up the chimney. You're generally wasting a bunch of heat sending that up the chimney. And, you know, with that incomplete combustion, you're winding up with things like creosote forming on the chimney, which can develop into chimney fires if, you know, it gets cold and you you know, open it up and run your stove too high. With the Liberator, you don't really have any of that. You know, you burn hot and clean, and then the heat goes into your home, and then particularly if you have a lot of mass in your home, that heat sort of stays there, and you know, it radiates out even when the fire's not going. So it's kind of like your modern HVAC systems, right, where, you know, you sort of set your temperature range, and then when the temperature falls low, the computer tells, you know, the gas to release and to sort of ignite, and it burns when you need more heat. That's sort of the way that the rocket heater should operate, although we have no computers, we have no electronics, we have really nothing to break on it. You know, properly cared for, it'll last as long as your home, if not longer.
Oh, absolutely. Liberator rocket heaters, we use American steel. We have only native-born Americans, no foreigners working at the factory. The factory itself is just a busy place with men cutting, bending, welding, coating metal to make these beautiful appliances that can go in your home. The standard factory color is a black, kind of a soft, not really flat black, but kind of a satin black, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got some metallic flake in there, like you might see on a modern automobile or paint finish. You know, it's some expensive stuff. It's not actually what most would consider to be a paint, but is instead actually a technical coating. You know, we've actually had some issues with the color that we use for blue recently, and we've since discontinued it because of the issues with getting it from the provider up in the Pacific Northwest. But
Well, more accurately called coatings. I've been there's a concrete block wall next to my Liberator rocket heater, so I got some high temperature coating for it. It's $200 a gallon for this high temperature coating to put on the wall next to the Liberator rocket heater and underneath the Liberator so that everything matches. Of course, that's when you buy it a pint at a time. It's not quite $200 a gallon when you buy larger quantities, is it?
No, but it's still much more expensive than most paints out there. You know, it's because the stuff is designed to handle 1200 degrees Fahrenheit, and this is actually the lowest temperature tolerating thing we have on a Liberator, except for perhaps the mild steel. So that is, I mean, everything else in the Liberator is designed to handle super high temperatures. You know, the fiberboard insulation that we use in it is somewhere between 27 to 2900 degrees Fahrenheit. If you get the pellet hopper edition, the burn grade itself is made from Inconel 601, which I believe is like 22 to 2300 degrees Fahrenheit. And, you know, the ceramic paint that we use on the inside is, we use an aluminum oxide and a zircon oxide, both of which are high temperature ceramics that go well above 3000 degrees Fahrenheit. So everything is sort of designed to handle, like, you know, nuclear surface of the sun temperatures, you know, compared to like a normal wood stove, which, you know, most people generally operate like an oven, setting it somewhere between 300 to 400 degrees. You know, a properly operating Liberator will actually, you know, in the center of your cooktop will generally be hitting somewhere between like 550 to 650 degrees Fahrenheit on the outside. And on the inside, it actually gets hot enough to turn carbon monoxide from a pollutant into a fuel. You know, once everything's heated up and sort of normalized, it is, it will actually burn carbon monoxide as a fuel. So,
amazing. That's hot. That is hot. And well, you just something I want to expand on a bit. The top Liberator is a 16-inch flat round diameter, 16-inch diameter flat surface to cook, heat hot, heat water, make coffee. It does get so hot that we recommend a trivet. Now, a trivet is a typically cast iron with 3 feet to that half inch, three quarters of an inch distance moderates the temperature to make cooking a bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was one of those things. I had a grandma that used to collect them and hang them on the wall and stuff. But, you know, back in the days, that was, you know, when people were actually cooking on, you know, iron stoves, that was, you know, one of the things that they would use to sort of regulate the temperature, because it's easier to regulate where you place your cooking utensils than it is to regulate the temperature out of a wood fire. You know, and it's not like a like your modern gas stoves, right, that they're trying to ban, where you can just sort of like turn a knob, turn it down, and the temperature cooling is almost instantaneous. And it's, you know, even your modern electric stoves are kind of sort of the same. You know, if you turn it all the way up, you know, like if you're making rice and you need to boil your water and then put it on low, you generally have to switch ranges you know, to be able to effectively control the heat as quick as you might need to when you're trying to cook something a little bit more sensitive. So trivets definitely help for cooking on a Liberator.
Absolutely. Yeah, question or comment, if you got a Liberator rocket heater yourself, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. We have new listeners all the time, and the new listeners don't know that on the 20th day of January last year, we were taking orders and letting people know, well, you may get your Liberator in July, if you're lucky. And that's the way it was a year ago, but now we have them in stock ready for immediate shipment, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, last year we were moving out of the pole barn and the boss's backyard to, you know, this new factory that we got in the heart of downtown Bourbon, Missouri. And, you know, now we have production pretty much in full swing most of the time. You know, we're still dealing with some minor supply issues and some trucking issues, mainly from, you know, the pandemic and everything else that has gone on since then. You know, Bidenomics and inflation and you know, prices skyrocketing everywhere. But we're really doing everything we can to sort of, you know, keep the prices down. And, you know, we are... I believe almost entirely caught up as far as our orders go. We are approaching the end of the winter season, but it's we've you know, I've only got a handful of orders left, so we are pretty much shipping them out. Had two trucks come in last week and pretty much cleaning up the stuff. I've got a bunch of heaters that were crated just yesterday, I believe, and I was moving them into storage so they're ready for shipment. Don't have an exact count yet. We are I still got a handful that are sitting out, still waiting to get finished grading. But yeah, it's we're stocking up, and we're also working on some other deals that may or may not happen in the near future. So, you know, keep your eyes pried.
Well, you know, there's things we can't talk about. I'll be meeting with Sky Monday to talk about some of these future projects. But what we offer right now really has no competition when it comes to efficiency. The two stoves that are just a fraction different than ours in terms of efficiency, they cost basically twice as much, plus they have electronics. To me, that's not acceptable. How about you?
Oh, no. Yeah, there's one of the two that actually exceed us in terms of combustion efficiency are one of them only burns pellets, and it's got like $1,000 worth of electronics on it. I believe it's now made in China. They used to be American-made, but I believe they oversee ship their manufacturing overseas, so who knows what you're going to get. The other one only burns cordwood, and it has a catalytic combustor on the back of it, which is, you know, it's like the catalytic converter on your car. It gets dirty, has to be replaced, and, you know, if you don't, then it'll break, and you'll be spewing a ton of pollution into the air, or it will actually stop the stove up pretty much entirely. And the Liberator rocket heater actually beats every other product that utilizes either of those two technologies. And it does it while essentially just being a big metal brick in a funny sort of shape that just happens to burn stuff really, really well. You know, you can feed it cordwood, cribwood, you can feed it wood pellets. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care. And you know, I won't go into anything else, but we've also had some customers that have reported success burning other things, you know, which I believe may violate federal EPA law if you consider that law. So,
well, we don't need to discuss that, but there's something kind of humorous. One of our customers puts bamboo in the burn tube, the feed tube, cutting it just so it fits underneath his ceiling, and you can incrementally watch it burn down hour by hour, can't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the funny sort of questions I get all the time is people ask, well, yeah, but if I load it full of wood, like how long will it will the burn last? You know, you say it burns hot and quick, and it's just like, well, there's, it's a thing, you know, it's not like a normal barrel stove or something. You can't fill it full of wood. If you have a 20-foot ceiling, you can stick, you know, 20-foot staves down, and it will burn until it's done or until you pull it out, put it out. You know, it is, you know, you're limited how much wood you can fit in it. You're limited by the height of your ceiling. So, you know, if you fill the feed tube full of wood and then throw the cap on, you know, you'll get, you know, depending on your draft, anywhere from, you know, probably 30, 45 minutes to up to 90 minutes, depending, you know, on how fast your draft is sucking, what your damper is doing. But, you know, you don't actually have to use the topper to the feed tube. And so, like, when we're running on wood in the shop, we'll generally use, like, cutoffs, scrap cutoffs from our crating process, you know. Right. So this 7/16 half-inch OSB plywood, and we'll just rip it down to 2 to 3 inch strips, you know, and an 8-foot, you know, fill that full of 8-foot tall staves like that, you know, it'll last 4 or 5 hours, which, you know, in the old shop was enough to sort of, you know, it could be in the teens or 20s outside, and we would get the temperatures inside the shop into the mid to high 60s, and, you know, we wouldn't need to fire it again for the rest of the day. So,
right. You know, well, let's talk a little bit about the size of this building. It's 29,000 square feet. It has the ceiling is what, 30 feet above the floor?
I haven't measured the ceiling. It's tall.
It's at least 30 feet.
Yeah, I can raise the forklift all the way up.
It's a really high ceiling. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, All you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We have the highest quality stove at a great price. There really is no competition. A wood-burning stove, listen carefully, that has no smoke. Once it gets up to operating temperature, about 5 to 7 minutes. That's what we see as smoke going up chimneys is actually energy that's being wasted, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's smoke is pollution. It's combustion byproduct. It's stuff that was not burnt incorrect or was not burnt properly. And, so all the smoke that you see coming out of a fire is essentially just fuel that wasn't burnt for one reason or another, either a lack of oxygen or a lack of heat. The rocket heater solves all of that, and we've got the test to prove it, performed by a lab certified by the EPA to do such a testing. And, due to the inherent draft principles inside the Liberator, it'll take off. You try to light it and, a properly constructed and set Liberator will pretty much just take off, and get up to, making heat in 5 minutes or less. You'll really start getting hearing some roar and stuff in around 15. And, by about an hour, generally speaking, the only stuff you're going to actually be able to detect coming out of the chimney pipe is, air, oxygen, a little bit of carbon dioxide, and sometimes a little bit of fly ash. That's pretty much it. Everything else is burnt, including, things that people normally associate with, byproducts from fire, like carbon monoxide. So
when people do their homework, and I encourage people to look at the competition, please. Look at the competition, see what they're offering and how much it costs, and you'll be delightfully pleased to see what we're offering and what it costs. The cost includes shipping. If you want to go to Bourbon, Missouri and pick it up yourself, you can save $300, can't you, Brady?
Oh, yeah. We'll rebate people. Most people get, a little bit of a sticker shock when it comes to, how much does it cost to ship to my area? And it's just like, okay, well, we include the freight to get it to your door in the lower 48. So it is one of those things. And if you elect to, if you're close enough and you want to come pick it up, we'll write you a check for, our average shipping cost. So it is, pretty good all the way around.
Absolutely.
We try to be fair and do honest business using honest people and, make it in America the way, we think things should be. So.
Right. Well, you can easily buy two rocket stoves and have money left over compared to the competition easily, can't you?
Yeah, for a whole home, like wood-burning heating system these days, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at what those cost. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money, but it is peace. It is assurance. It is, knowing that, regardless of what happens, you and your family and whoever else you have in your home will be able to survive what comes, not only is it going to keep you warm and safe, you can, prepare food on it. And more importantly, it's about efficiency. Because, you know, the wood it takes to actually keep one of these things going is nothing close to what people are normally used to expecting.
Right. Well, we advertise a 40-pound bag of pellets will last 12 hours. I've been getting 24 hours out of my bags of pellets. Less than $6 per bag. That's a very cost-effective way to heat the square feet I've got here. Very cost-effective.
Yeah, we've had customers that were, you know, used to burning with wood, been burning it for decades, you know. They were like, oh, well, you know, your average winter will run through like 4 cords of wood a year. You know, they switched to a Liberator and just came back just glowing. They were like, oh, my gosh, we got it. You know, we went through this winter and only used like a cord and a half of wood. So
right.
It is all about efficiency, and especially considering
exactly
that the wood you're burning is, you know, you don't have to chop down a tree. You can actually harvest it off of live trees. Means that if you have a smaller pad and you only have a handful of trees, like you can go trim those trees and, you know, basically have fuel for life.
And safely burn pine and cedar because there's no creosote buildup, which causes flue fires. That's another great feature, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The reason people are generally told not to burn softwoods like pine and cedars because they're so sappy.
That's right.
No,
Brady, thank you. We appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next Friday.
Have a great one.
We have a break. We'll be back with Ron to get caught up what's going on in ski country. We'll break back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
as I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed, thank goodness. My YouTube channel is back up and running also. We'll have the link prepared before the day is over. I have almost 20,000 followers on YouTube. So after about a one-year break from YouTube, we're back up to YouTube full speed to help build our audience, build the audience of Republic Broadcasting. Products you're used to seeing at my website are back up full speed. Also, the high-quality, commercial quality, I should say, freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite, right there. I'm not sure if there are sales going on anymore or not. The excellent products by Mike Lindell, the pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets, the towels, the slippers, all of which I got. They're great product, by the way. And it'll help Mike, and he's been doing a great job. And, of course, energy cleaners in stock for immediate shipment, mattress pads in stock for immediate shipment. Check out the details. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line to order your energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Rondi. Rondi lives in ski country in beautiful Colorado. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating the excellent products that come from Life Vantage to your life will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. In fact, I'm going to take a drink right now. There we go. Of Axio, a spiced plum. It's a healthy way to stay hydrated and get some great nutrition at the same time, isn't it?
Yes. Excuse me. That's how I get all my B vitamins in the morning. It's a great product and great energy drink.
It is, absolutely. And I drink a quart every day during my show just to get the day going properly, along with the Protandim Nerf 2, I think it is, Protandim Nerf 2, and a couple of, and a IC Bright, as India Charlie Bright, something that helps your vision. I've enjoyed most of my adult life. 20/10 vision is probably now deteriorated, something like, maybe 20/20, but it's still pretty good vision, to say the least, and I'm doing everything I can to maintain health. We're seeing more and more people die from the clot shot. You may or may not be aware of this, but the FAA in October, with no fanfare and no big announcement, changed the guidelines for who may and who may not be a commercial airline pilot, according to the EKG analysis. Were you aware of that, Rondi?
I was not aware of that. But I am aware that the World Economic Forum, which is going on in Davos, Switzerland right now, all of the people that flew on private planes to go there requested non-vaccinated pilots to fly their planes.
Exactly. That's been in the news also. We had this became available to the general public about 3 days ago. Tucker Carlson interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, a flight surgeon, who before she became a whistleblower was in charge of determining whether 4,000 men and women were physically fit to be a pilot of an aircraft. And this is a game changer, Rondi. These FAA standards for EKGs are nothing to be taken lightly. And what they've done is allowing men and women to pilot aircraft that before October would be prohibited from flying aircraft because they were at risk of having a heart attack. That's a pretty scary thing, isn't it?
It's very scary, and I would question flying now. I mean, unless I knew for sure that the flight crew, I'd get shot.
Well, you're not going to find that out. That's going to be kept from the passengers, from the traveling public. Of course, it's going to be kept from them. And It's rolling dice. You buy a ticket for an aircraft. You walk on board there. You sit down. You strap the belt buckle. It's really rolling the dice as to whether you're going to get to your destination safely or not, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And I prefer road trips anyway.
Road trips are more fun. I found using a GPS, if it's time for lunch and I'm near a town, I can find a locally owned family restaurant as opposed to one of the national chains that's at these interstate changes. Typically, a short drive, 3 to 5 miles, to get to a little town where I can get a home-cooked meal as opposed to fast food that is the same in New York as it is in California. That changed the whole character of the trip. Have you ever done such a thing yourself?
Absolutely. We go to the Southwest a lot. We go down to Arizona where it's so much warmer. We usually take some of the smaller roads so we can see the little towns and see, you know, our beautiful country.
It's nice when you got the time to do that, isn't it?
Yes, which currently I don't, because I work 6 days a week, so it's hard to get away.
I understand that. Well, Rondi, I know you like to give your disclaimer. This would be a good time to do it if you like, my dear.
Yes, I do not work for LifeVantage, but I am an independent distributor. I've been with the company for over 12 years, and I've been taking Protandim every day since. And I also drink Axio every morning. I use their True Science beauty product. It's an amazing company, amazing products. They introduced 3 new products yesterday, 2 of which are all the nutrients you need for the day. One is called Rise AM, and the other one is called Reset PM. And if you go to their website that's connected through your website, you can read all about them.
All right. Well said, Rondi. Tucker Carlson is, I believe, has the second largest audience on television. In that regard, when he went public 3 days ago about the change in the EKG testing for pilots, instantly tens of millions of Americans found out what's really going on with commercial aviation instantly at that moment. I hope this hurts the airline industry. They demanded that their pilots and their crews get the COVID clout shot or be terminated from a job where if you stay until retirement, you retire as a millionaire. That's not exactly a secret. So majority of pilots went ahead and got the clout shot because they didn't want to walk away from that paycheck and that $1 million pension, did they?
Yes. I think they were threatened. I think, you know, like the medical industry, like so many other industries that were coerced into something that was only allowed as an emergency use product.
Well, it was only this morning we found out by October, we learned that if they didn't change the EKG standards, 20% of the pilots would have been grounded. That would have been a massive disruption of commercial aviation, wouldn't it, Rondi?
Absolutely. And actually...
All right, go ahead.
Actually, my best friend's husband, who did not get the shot, he's a pilot. He was offered 3 times the salary to come back, excuse me, and fly. And he did so for about 4 months. And he said the industry right now is so messed up that he's going back into retirement.
Oh, it's interesting. Was it a commercial airline that offered him to come back?
Yes.
Oh, and the new hiring for him to come back, they were not requiring to get the COVID clout shot. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And he did not.
Well, of course not. That's very important news for us here at Rondi. That's very important. Now, we have a timeline. Listen carefully. It won't be 5 years before enough pilots are sick or dead to disrupt aviation. We may have, and the operative word being may, we may have 1 year, that would be January 2024, before enough pilots are sick or dead or disabled that they can no longer fly. Maybe. So the timeline is between 1 and 2 or 3 years before so many commercial pilots are sick, disabled, or dead that civil aviation, commercial aviation in this country is not what it is right now. That's where we are, Randy. And I spoke with Dr. Huff about this morning. He agrees with that timeline as being probably pretty accurate. So when this happens, there'll be less flights for the same number of people, which means, well, I'm not sure, longer waits, more expensive seats, people taking road trips, people traveling by bus or by train. People will still travel, but it will be different, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to make me rethink about all my travel plans going forward.
Okay, we are at the World Economic Forum, and we have the chairman of Siemens, which is a large, I think, German company, that says, ask for a billion people to stop eating meat. These people are crazy, aren't they?
They're
absolutely crazy.
Not.
I know.
Yeah, well, these are the small group of elites that want to control the rest of the planet.
That's
and
right.
And finally, I think people are waking up, I'm hoping.
The rest of you can fly a plane, can be on board an airplane where the pilot may or may not have a heart attack because of their heart is an issue. But we're not going to do that. Not us. We're not the elites, right?
Right. Yes, and I wonder who put them in charge.
Well, they put themselves in charge. They rose to the positions that they rose to, by whatever means, and they put themselves in charge. So these are unelected people who want to change the world to suit their own needs and their own wants and desires. That's who they are, aren't they, Rhonda?
Yes, and it's all based on money. It all goes
That's
back
right.
to money and how much they have and their control.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have here on my desk in front of me one of these beautiful blue bottles of Protandim Nerve 2. I take one every day. It's a proprietary blend of fairly common ingredients, but the proprietary blend allows it to do what it does, which is reduce heart inflammation, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, the FDA allows me to say that it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. It's a cumulative product, so the longer you take it, the better. It helps with your immune system. The plant-based ingredients include ashwagandha, bacopa, green tea, milk thistle, and turmeric. And it's the synergy of the five ingredients that make it 1,800 times stronger than if you took each of those ingredients by themselves.
1,800 times. 1,800 times?
Yes.
That's amazing. That's 1,800%, isn't it?
Yes. We have peer-reviewed studies that that back all that information up that are with the National Institutes of Health. And we have our product is has many patents on it for the formulation. It's an incredible product.
It is an incredible product. And it's just part of an overall healthy lifestyle. If you think you can continue consuming tobacco products, consuming too much alcohol, consuming soft drinks, eating too much ice cream, and the Protandim Nerve 2 can fix it. Well, it can't. You need to do some things on your own, don't you?
Absolutely. It's good to have a healthy diet. Being healthy is a choice. You want to eat healthy. You want to be active. You want to be outdoors. You want to check, you know. You want to do athletic things that keep you healthy and vibrant. as we all age.
That's right. That's right. Well, Randy, we get this information out every week. We're getting more and more people that are doing their homework. There's a panel, a Life Advantage panel at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's a lot of educational material when you go to the website, and that's a direct link from mine, isn't it?
Yes, and we have a whole line of products that include, that address anti-aging, health, overall wellness, energy, skin care, hair care, body care, and mental and brain capacity. And that's actually what Axio does. Axio helps with your brain activity, and there are four caffeinated flavors and two decaffeinated flavors. Amazing drink.
They're amazing and tasty. Tasty for the adults. These aren't things that, you know, this is not, doesn't have a Kool-Aid to taste to it. It has an adult flavor that adults will like, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I have a lot of friends actually that also give it to their kids, and it helps them when they go to school, you know, to stay focused. It's just, Axio is a really great energy drink. I would encourage everyone to try it.
Well, as I've said before, if I was king, I would make Gatorade illegal. That stuff is just one step above poison, isn't it?
Yeah, Gatorade, Monster, all of those products are really bad for you.
They are, absolutely. But luckily, we have the healthy stuff, the healthy energy drink that is actually good for you. And that's available at my website. Just go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Life Advantage panel, do your homework, get educated, and get started on incorporating these products into an overall healthy lifestyle, like I do and like Ronnie does. Now, is it time your dad likes to go skiing? I know we got a break coming up here. Is your 90-year-old father on the slopes yet?
Not just yet. He just, he was, after the accident, he was in Eagle, and now he's back in Breckenridge, and he's thriving. So I think he's going to try and get out there in the next few weeks.
Outstanding. He, of course, he takes a Protamin Nerve too every morning, just like I do. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, it's always good to get caught up with you and what's going on in beautiful Colorado ski country, and getting information out to people that will help them achieve their goals of having a fun, happy, healthy, productive life. And I saw your dad being interviewed on his 90th birthday, not quite a year ago, and he's just so full of life and vigor and obviously happy. And that's what we want for all our listeners, too, isn't it, Rondi?
Yes. I think, you know, people need to have hope. They need to, you know, have a healthy lifestyle that helps with the hope that we all need right now. And the products that I take and you take really help, you know, with our health and to stay focused and have a good life.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Well, Randy, you're going to hear some discussion. You have a business open to the public. You're going to hear some discussion about this FAA guidelines, or EKGs, changing. And more and more, just in the last week, I've interviewed two men who got the clot shot and now regret it. You're probably going to hear more of that also, don't you think?
I've heard that from a lot of people. There was a nurse in our store a few weeks ago who basically said to me, we've all been lied to, and I've known we've been lied to for several years, but it was eye-opening to hear that from a working nurse, that she was lied to at her hospital, and really sad.
It is, absolutely. Ronnie, I want to thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We look forward to you having you back next Friday. Thank you, my dear.
God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay. Republic Broadcasting is not quite self-sustaining. We're working on it. Got new advertisers, more income. If you like what you hear, I encourage you to do the following. Write a check to RBN, that's Romeo Bravo November, mail it to us. You can go to our website. There's a PayPal link there to make a PayPal donation and help us reach our goal of being self-sufficient. For the time being, we need your donations. We simply do this. That's just a fact of life. And I hope you will make that decision and become a regular donor to Republic Broadcasting to keep us on the air. It's expensive to keep this whole thing going. We have employee salaries, we have rent, we have utilities, we have to replace equipment, which is very expensive and does, in fact, wear out. All these things don't go away. They simply don't. So if you like what you hear, please consider making that donation. It will help us, and I'll personally be grateful for you to do that. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.